We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up!
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Yes, it is. What an eventful day yesterday.
It was very eventful.
Oh, man. From R. Kelly to Michael Vick to Walmart with their nigga brown stocking caps.
That's right.
What was that, a weave? What was that they put out?
Well, first of all, what the hell are you wearing?
It's a red crackle white and blue ski mask.
Crackle white.
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's all it is.
I'm confused. You have a ski mask on.
Yes.
But usually ski masks are black. But your ski mask is colorful.
Red white, American flag.
Red, crackle white, and blue.
What is crackle white?
Well, like I always tell y'all, like it's the difference between white people and it's the difference between crack-ass crackers. Crack-ass crackers are racist bigots.
Right.
So if Walmart got nigga brown stocking caps, then I got crackle white Ski mask.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
That's it.
It's going to be one of those mornings.
I'm equal opportunity over here, baby. I give people the same energy they giving me.
My goodness. Well, Issa Rae will be joining us.
Oh, drop one of Clues Bar for the young legend, Issa Rae, damn it.
Yes, Insecure is finally coming back. It feels like it took forever.
This is a great weekend. This is a weekend that you just sit back and enjoy the entertainment that is provided by women of color, because Girls Trip comes out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, love that.
Insecure comes out Sunday.
Right. Have you seen the first episode yet? I know a lot of people got the screener and everything.
Now, I'm lame, meaning that I like to watch shows when they actually come on TV. Mm. Like, I can't do the screen. I don't know. I believe in timing, and I believe in energy, and I believe things are supposed to be presented when they're presented. So if Insecure premiere date is whatever time on Sunday, I'd just rather watch it on Sunday.
Does anybody watch Bachelorette?
No.
You do.
You don't watch it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. No, because it's a black Bachelorette.
I know. I haven't been watching. I watched like the first couple of episodes, and I haven't been watching it.
And it's between three guys. It's between a black guy, a Latino, and a white guy. I'm just wondering which way she's going to go, because if she goes any way other than the black guy, I think people are going to be upset with her.
Why?
I don't know.
The girl black?
Yeah, she's black.
Yeah, she's the first black Bachelorette ever.
The first black Bachelorette ever.
That's what made me really want to support it, but I guess I'm not used to watching that show, so I always forget that it's on. Right.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I watched last night with the wife. It's pretty good.
We'll see how much y'all care about her being a black Bachelorette if she picked that white guy.
I was thinking the same thing. The same thing.
Hey, man, everybody cheering her on now.
Black men do it every day, B. It's okay.
Yeah, black Bachelorette.
She'll be all right.
Until she picked that white guy.
I was thinking the same. If they're going to support it.
That slander be 100 miles per hour.
Right now, she got to pick homie from Baltimore. He's from Baltimore, too. He's from the hood.
Who would you pick if you were her? Which one was the best option, aside from color?
You pick the one you like.
Who would you like, Envy?
See, I like the guy from Baltimore because he looks real, right? The black guy from Baltimore. But the Cuban from Mexico, I don't know if he's Cuban or if he's just Latino, whatever. Wait, he is from Miami, I mean.
He looks real.
I was the Cuban from Mexico.
No, I mean,
he looks real.
I mean, the Cuban.
Instead of just saying he looks good.
No.
He looks real.
No.
Your sexuality is fine, Envy, okay?
No,
you got 9 kids. We get it.
Listen.
You're married.
The guy from Miami,
introduce you to real,
he looks kind of fake. He's kind of fake. He's saying the right words.
Introduce you to real and now you hate lame. Wow.
Well, the black guy. I want the black guy.
He look good. He look real.
I'm
what
not
does
say
that
look.
Mean? As opposed to what?
No.
A mannequin?
The guy from Miami looks a little fake. He looks like he's making things up, like he's trying too hard. The guy from Baltimore, he just looks like he's
you
just
don't
being
like guys right. that try
Listen,
too hard.
I'm a rock with Envy's instincts as a woman.
I get it.
Shut up. All right. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Oh, man. Which one should we talk about? Well, we are going to talk about Walmart. I guess let's get into that since you got all discussed that already.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Here's Khaled, Riri, Bryce, and Tilla. That was Wild Thoughts. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
That's
Club.
That's a tough tune, too, man. That's one of those records that I don't mind iHeart playing 100 times in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a worthy DJ Khaled record.
And when Khaled was up here, he told us it was a new record he had coming out with Rihanna that we were going to love.
That's a tough tune. Yes. I'm not even going front.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about Walmart.
Yes, Walmart has had to apologize. They were selling a weaving net that's used for hair extensions.
A weaving net. That's what it was. Well, I kept saying stocking cap.
Because it looks like a stocking cap.
Oh. Pretty similar.
And it's called Degazi's Natural Full Cap Weaving Net. But the problem is the description was the color N-word brown.
And they didn't say N-word brown. They said the whole word, damn it. Okay?
Did they?
Yes.
It was on the website and everything. I thought, really?
N-word brown. That's why when you asked me what color my ski mask is this morning, I said red, cracker, white, and blue.
Mm-mm. Right. Well, Walmart has issued this apology. We're very sorry and appalled that this third-party seller listed their item with the description on our online marketplace. It's a clear violation of our policy and has been removed, and we are investigating the seller to determine how this could have happened.
Now, what if the seller's black? Now, you know, I struggle with the N-word. I don't think anybody should use it. But what if the seller is black? Do we dismiss it then?
No.
Are we just assuming because it's Walmart that it's the white person?
They should have had somebody check on it, regardless if it's black person, white person, Spanish person. Some people get offended by the N-word, and that shouldn't be on their website.
Gotcha.
That's not a color.
Yeah, and that's definitely not a color.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
Whoa. What do you mean it's not a color?
All right, what color is it?
Brown. What are you talking about? Of course it's a color.
No, it's not.
What do you mean the N-word is not a color? It's not a color now?
And no, it's not a color.
It's not a specific, this is the color.
Let me get that in
crayon. Shades.
Let me get that in crayon. It's not a color.
It's 50 Shades of Nigga. All right, let's be clear.
You know what? Stop it.
Well, then that's a terrible description for something.
This guy. Now, let's talk about what happened in Minneapolis.
Right. This is a weird story because we still don't know what happened. A woman was shot by Minneapolis police after she called 911 to report a possible sexual assault in an alley near her home. Justin Ruzak, I think is how you say her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from Australia. According to her fiancé, she called the police and somehow she ended up getting shot and killed. She died of a gunshot wound to the abdomen. The two police officers who responded have not explained how or why the shooting had occurred. They are now on administrative leave from their job.
Oh, well, we're going to get some questions. She was a blonde-haired white woman, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She sure
from
was.
From Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to get us some questions answered now.
So this death has made headlines in both her native country and her home in Minneapolis. She's been living here since 2014 with her fiancé. The officer involved in the shooting, Mohammed Noor, extended his condolences to the family. He made a statement. He takes these events very seriously because he's a police officer. He said it's his calling. He joined the police force to serve the community, and he just wanted to protect people.
Minneapolis, is that the same place Philando Castile got killed, right? Am I correct in saying that?
In Minneapolis, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, some questions. There's going to be some questions that need to be answered now.
He was a black cop?
Yeah, there was two cops, so we don't know what happened 100% yet.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's probably...
They're going to be done.
Oh, my goodness.
Cooked.
All right.
Now it's going to be a problem with the police. Now it's a problem. Maybe. Maybe the blue will protect their own. We'll see now. Now we about to see what the issue really is. Remember how Irv Gotti's first episode of Tales was?
Yeah.
That's how this one is. Now we about to see.
It's already a little crazy because usually when a cop shoots somebody, they don't release it right away.
Exactly.
You don't really see who the cop is until a couple days.
Now.
This one
immediately. Well, he released a statement. There's that police officer, Mohammed Noor. He released a statement.
Mohammed? That's his name?
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. There's too many layers to this. My heart can't take it this morning.
My goodness.
I can come pay real close attention to this case.
All right.
We're going to see where this one goes.
The last front page news.
You might be convicted by Friday. I'm serious.
Goodness
probably get
gracious.
Arrested today and convicted by Friday.
Well, hopefully we'll get all the details. But tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051 or tell us why you're blessed. Get It Off Your Chest is next. We open up the phone lines and let you vent if you need to or spread some positivity. Again, 800-585-1051. Get It Off Your Chest. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Trey, what up?
Hey, what's that?
Why are you mad this morning, bro?
Angry, man. I moved to Savannah, man. I'm from my hometown, Albany, Georgia, because I got a good job down here in Savannah, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
So I moved my girl, too, the girl that I was dating. Well, we were the one dating at the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, she went off and started... You know what I'm saying? Hitting off with other dudes or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I was fit there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a female need her time or whatever. So I brought her all the way to Savannah with me. She down here doing the same thing.
So you mean to tell me, a woman that you knew was a thought,
mm-mm.
You took with you and you thought that changing her location would change her thoughty ways?
We were dating for 2 years, Charlamagne.
What that mean?
But you said she was.
She thought she was gonna change.
You thought you was gonna be able to change it by moving her.
You tried to change the Tiger Stripes.
That was she wanted. That was that she always wanted. She was always hollering that she wanted to get up out of Albany.
Man, a thought gonna be a thought regardless of the location, sir.
Yeah, bro.
You out here trying to change the Tiger
Stripes. But are you still with her?
Oh, I'm not no more.
Did she leave you or did you leave her?
Oh, I left.
Good. You finally came.
Yesterday I got off of work. She was hollering that she in South Carolina, so I'm headed to South Carolina, you know what I'm saying, finna go see her. This girl in Savannah lying, you know what I'm saying? And I asked her, like, what's up, like dead ass, like, what's up, like, right now, you need to tell me we gonna be together or not.
She was
hesitating.
What part of South Carolina she was headed to?
She wasn't in South Carolina. The whole time the damn girl was still in Savannah.
Oh, she was in Savannah with her legs spread wide open for the next man?
Goodness gracious.
What's wrong with y'all? Wake up.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning. I'd rather be anonymous, but I'm not going to say my name, but...
Your boyfriend broke into your house? Your baby daddy broke into your house and stole your underwear?
My baby father broke into my house. He stole my underwear last week and all my sex toys.
Oh, my gosh.
I made a police report, and then yesterday, he stole out of my car. He took my license, all my personal documents, Social Security, birth certificate, everything that I leave in my car.
Why do you leave that in your car?
Yeah, that's not too smart.
Because he breaks into my house.
Oh. More importantly, why did he steal your panties and your sex toys? Your poom poom smell that good?
And he's a weirdo.
Oh, okay.
That's very scary to have somebody breaking into your home. What if you would have been there?
It is. So, like, I've made another police report, and I'm trying to get an order of protection, but I'm just blessed because I'm still alive. I still have a job. You know, I had to send my kids away because it's too much crazy going on, you know?
I'm just trying to figure out what kind of message he was trying to send you by stealing your panties and your sex toys.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I guess he's around. I don't know what he thought he was doing.
Damn, baby. All right, well, at least you got an order of protection against him?
But
he still broke into a car.
Well, you should be...
But it doesn't work until he gets served. That's another stupid thing. So until he gets served with the paperwork, nothing is going
to... And where are you calling from?
Upstate New York.
All right. I hope you be safe because these dudes out here is crazy, but I do want to congratulate you on having an amazing poom poom. That's driving a man crazy.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Lil B.
What's up, sis?
Hey, I'm really calling about the hater that you all have on the host, Charlamagne the God.
Yes.
Yes, Charlamagne the God.
This is him.
I just wanted to, you know, like, you know, man, you do have one in, and I was calling the next to be known, like, I be hearing you hate, and it's like, every time somebody say something about somebody, you hate, and you just, I mean, you act like you're not gay. Come on, man. And you just be gay bashing. This shit not cool. Like,
are you a transgender?
How can I gay bash? How can I gay bash and be gay at the same time?
Are you a transgender?
How can I mean, act gay? How do I act gay and gay bash?
You undercover. That's what's going on.
I mean, what?
Like, you're undercover.
You're undercover.
Oh, I'm undercover.
Okay, so you think that he's hating on it because that's what he is, and he's trying to overcompensate.
I would never be undercover gay.
Yeah, that's what he do. Like. I'm
going to tell you something. I would never be undercover gay because there's way too much money in being gay, bro.
Okay.
I'd be popping if I was gay.
Hello, who's this?
Popping it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey. Oh, this is the Music Man 2020. How y'all doing, man? Good morning, my breakfast show, my favorite breakfast club.
All right, how are you, sir?
Why are you mad this morning,
doing bro? All right. Hey, I'm going to explain to you, and I need y'all help on this. I'm mad because of this right here. When the crack epidemic hit, they changed laws to take the black man or whoever is doing the selling. They changed it to make it harsh. Separate families, give them all types of time. Now we have this opium epidemic that's affecting a lot of white people. What are they doing? They're passing laws for treatment and things like that. It's you can see the blatant racist that's going on in Congress and stuff like that. And I think y'all could start by calling it out, man. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. You're basically the opium epidemic. People are getting rehab and treatment and getting sent to centers where they can actually get help when you sell crack or any other drug, you get sent to jail.
Well, you know, back in the day, how the crack epidemic hit. It was the same epidemic.
I mean, not even back in the day. They're doing it now. I mean, that's what the laws that Jeff Sessions just put in place.
I'm talking about the crack epidemic back in the day, how it affected the black community and how they did it.
So you were saying back then they should have really had rehab and treatment for people.
And treatment and things like that, too. Exactly.
Well,
and, you know,
I agree.
And that's a big issue, man.
Well, that's
why it is.
They put it in our communities because for a reason.
But that's why we have the platform to allow people like you to express that opinion, sir.
No doubt. And I want to give a big shout out to my son, Justin. All right. 11th birthday.
What up, Justin?
Happy birthday,
Justin.
Oh, Justin.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
bro.
Justin Foray. Foray is middle name. We just call him
Jay
Foray.
Happy birthday, Justin.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Everyone's birthday today.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Or if you feel blessed, want to hit us up, all right?
I had a message for you from last night. I actually hosted an event for Rita Ora at YouTube. And one of the people there, his name is Sadie, was like, can you please give DJ Envy a message for me?
What's that?
He said, you make him late to work every single day with your traffic report. And he said, could you
why
please?
Do y'all listen
I haven't
given
the traffic report in a month. There's a new lady that gives a traffic report.
Oh, well, maybe they're doing some. I don't know, but he just asked me to give
that
message.
I haven't given the traffic report in months. There's a lady that gives a traffic report.
A lady?
Yes, I don't know the lady's name, but she gives a traffic report.
Okay.
They said she's better than me.
All right, good.
Well, sorry for him. Anyway, rumors on the way?
Man, we got to start this off talking about R. Kelly, because this was happening as we left work yesterday. We found out some information, so we will relay that to you. And since then, some of the alleged cult victims have spoken out.
I can't believe this is news. I've been telling y'all R. Kelly is trash. I've been saying that for years and getting flack for it. But whatever. I don't know how R. Kelly continues to get passes, but people like Bill Cosby get destroyed.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, 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 yes.
You not going to take that mask off?
What mask?
Mask off.
I'm not even wearing a mask.
You are wearing a mask.
Nope. I think you're seeing things, brother.
Okay. You don't have a red, white, and blue Captain America?
Say it right, and what? I might admit to wearing it. Say it right. What color is it?
Is red?
What else?
White.
Nope. What color white?
What color white is it?
Cracker white. Red, cracker white, and blue.
That's not a color. You can't find that color in the crayon box.
It's Envy Red, Cracker White, and Smurf Blue. All right?
Let's get to the rumors. We're talking to R. Kelly.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to parents of a young woman who is, as they said, being held against her will in a cult, which is what the parents had told the police, there's some strange things going on with R. Kelly. Now, the family of the woman who is the alleged quote-unquote cult hostage has given a press conference and spoken out asking for R. Kelly to give their daughter her freedom. Here is some of what was said by Jocelyn Savage's parents.
Inside this house were rooms set up for like a hotel for the girls to stay in. And he also had a black room where he had where they do different acts, sexual acts in. My daughter's severely brainwashed. She's brainwashed to the point where she says anything that he asks her to say. She's not the same Jocelyn that we knew when we met. I've reached out to the madam, says watches over the girls, and they would not give me any information about my daughter. So we just want him to release her and let her go on with her life.
Now, their daughter is 19 years old, and they actually met R. Kelly backstage at a concert in Atlanta. Soon enough, he had invited her to fly out to another concert. She had heard about his past sexual misconduct accusations, but she wasn't overly worried about those accusations.
Why would a parent want their daughter to meet R. Kelly?
I would allow.
Because
that just seems
why would you as a parent want your daughter to meet R.
Now, based on what the mom said, she said, in the back of our minds, we were thinking my daughter could be around him if I was with her. It didn't really hit home, even with the Aaliyah situation. Now that I think about it, age ain't nothing but a number, but you don't think about that.
God.
You grew up with the song and you like the song.
Oh, God.
So now they are trying to get their daughter to come back home. Now, another woman who spoke at the press conference is Asante McGee. She was part of R. Kelly's quote-unquote inner circle. Here's what she said.
I had an encounter with R. Kelly. I lived with him at another location that's not far from here. I've participated and witnessed a lot of acts that I did not agree with, and the way he manipulates each and every woman that comes around. I've always been a fan of R. Kelly from day one. I was always defending him until I got behind closed doors. I've reached out to the Savages as well as Isabel Clary parents because I saw both of their daughters and I did not like what I was seeing.
R. Kelly is on video peeing on a 14-year-old little girl. R. Kelly married Aaliyah when she was 15 and he was 28. R. Kelly wrote a song for the 15-year-old he married called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. Like, what more do you need to know?
Well, the young girl, Jocelyn, ridiculous, whose parents are trying to get R. Kelly to release their daughter, has released a video. She spoke with TMZ, and here's what happened.
And I just mainly want to say that I'm in a happy place with my life, and I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that. You know, it just came to a point where it definitely has gotten out of hand. So, you know, I just want everybody to know, my parents and everybody in the world, that I am totally fine. I'm happy where I'm at, and everything is okay with me. Never been feeling hostage or anything like that in that nature.
All right, we'll have a lot more on this in the next hour during Rumor Report to give you some more information on what has been going on with R. Kelly.
Is her daddy in her life?
Yeah. I don't even think that matters.
No. The reason I ask, because I couldn't see my daughter living with somebody else, and I'm feeling she brainwashed, and me not trying to run up in R. Kelly's house and really put some hurting to him. I can't imagine. And what
well,
he's doing to these kids.
The father was at the press conference
he
as well.
I just don't understand why people act so shocked about R. Kelly. R. Kelly calls himself the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper is a guy who came into a town called Hamelin and led all the children away, never to be seen again. R. Kelly has been flaunting his predatory behavior and lifestyle in the face of the world for years, and for whatever reason, people still support him. I Believe I Can Fly was not that fire, bro.
All right, well, we'll get more into it this morning because I know this is what everyone's talking about. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. I missed her last time. My daughter was in the hospital. I had to leave.
Yes.
But she's back, and I'm glad to see her. Miss Issa Rae.
Hey, I didn't get that last time, so I was so happy to hear that intro. Thank you for having me back.
We just found out some very important information.
Remember what happened when you saw
Regina? Hold on. Somebody who is friends with Issa Rae, they actually flew here from L.A. together to New York. Gave us a little tidbit.
Her name is Regina Hall, and she said that Issa f***ed her way to the top. I don't know how true that is.
Is that true?
I'm just going to ask the question, Issa.
No, I did not f*** my way to the top. First of all, I'm not at the top, so I would have been a very poor f*** if that were the case. So,
you're incorrect. Your very own show that you actually created and wrote and star in on HBO is kind of the top?
We just started. Season 2 is about to start on Sunday, so we'll see.
Are you nervous?
I'm nervous, but I'm more excited than nervous this time around. I think season one, I was mad nervous.
Season one popped off so crazy.
Man.
People in love with you guys, and now you got to, this is like the sophomore jinx, like,
Sophomore jinx. It was better when Evie wasn't here. He just put it on you. No, it is. You tapped into all my insecurities.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you always have pressure coming into the second season because people are like, are you about to top season one? Is it going to go down? And that was one of the things, like, we focused on. Like, I didn't want to come out the gate, even just in the writer's room. It was just very clear that we want to keep it grounded and stay in these real people's heads and make sure that we're just telling an authentic story where it's not about twists and turns and how we can top ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm nervous, but I feel really strongly about all the stuff we're exploring this season.
One
of the things I'm excited about, like, just a bunch of stuff that black women talk about but you don't get to see on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, we dabble into the hoe phase.
Okay. Every woman has to go through their whole phase.
I think there are three categories of women in the whole phase. There's like the first category of women. Not everybody partakes. Some women are just like, I want to meet my king, or I want to like keep it locked, or I want to, I just want to give it up to who's right. And they're a specific category. Mm-hmm. They're those women. Then I think there's someone who engaged and they're like, I'm about to have fun. I'm about to just go out there and I'm about to do me. I'm about to fuck all I can and get my numbers up. And some of those women are unfortunately relegated to a specific category in guys' eyes as hoes, and they can't get out of it. Like, they're just stuck being hoes and can't be.
But let's
be
clear.
Maybe by choice.
Guys love women that they call hoes, too, at the same time.
Because guys are hoes.
They're quick to call you a hoe and still try to talk to you.
We don't want to know you a hoe. That's not true. We don't want to know.
But, I mean.
But it don't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
Even when you find out, y'all will still talk to a girl.
No, we'll still try to smash. Some people end up married to them.
Some people, and that's I feel like that's the third category of women who are able to seamlessly, like, they can double dutch into hoery and they get their fix and then they're out and they're done.
They jump out, right.
They jump out.
And what's the third phase?
That is the third phase.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be interesting to see you on this season because you are single, not by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't believe you cheated on
Mars. So I guess you're going to be dabbling in hoism.
I mean, I think you're just going to see her. You're going to see these characters figure out who they don't want to be. So I think there's she's vulnerable at this point, and she's had her heart broken. She broke her heart, and I think she's just like, I think she wants Lawrence back, but she has to figure out what she wants for herself.
She should go back to the guy that she was cheating with.
Should she go back to Daniel?
Yeah.
Why? They didn't really end on the best terms.
He was pretty nice, though, to her. He seemed like he really liked her.
I thought they were a good match, but she wanted Lawrence. She wanted Lawrence, and she realized after she had sex with Daniel that Lawrence was the guy for her. It just was too late.
The whole phase is got to be hard with the social media era because everything's on social media.
But are people tweeting out hoeing right now? Me? On my whole shit.
It's hard. There's no sneaking around anymore.
I do sometimes try to write "let's go out" and I put "let's hoe out" and I send that to my friend. The G and the H are right next to each other. I've done it so many
times. It's a Freudian and slip. Yeah. Wow. I think that's what that is. But I don't know. I feel like there is a lot more. One, I think because of social media, I think people are more open about talking about their hoery. And then there's a lot of people blast people. Like, there's so much, there's so much, like, cruelty in terms of exposing people.
Exactly.
When it's like, you slept together. You guys made the decision to sleep with each other for the most part.
How are you going to blast me after you decided to sleep with me?
Exactly. Yeah, you wanted it at one point.
And it's also more accessible because you can just slide in those DMs. It makes it more accessible for people to hook up with random people. You don't even have to leave the house.
So easy.
I mean, grown-ass women should be able to have sex whenever they want to. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw you tweet out, control makes me wish I had a bathtub, weed, candles, and a temporary, nigga.
This is true. Yeah. I did, but that was a mood. That was what the album did. I don't even smoke. I can't. weed doesn't agree with me, but it made me feel that way, and I love that album so much.
Oh, like, SZA's fire.
It's just, it's incredible.
Have this, what's that guy named? Kofi Cerebro? What's his name?
Kofi Cerebro?
Cerebi. Have you shot a shot yet?
Cerebro.
He always flirting with you.
I mean, he's a very handsome guy.
Like, I seen him jump out the window. Somebody said something to you the other day, and it was like, I can't wait to wife up Issa Rae. And he was like, nah.
Yeah, that had me dying laughing. It was.
He was also in Girls Trip. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I saw Girls Trip. I thought it was hilarious. It was, and I loved his run, and I loved the Jada, like, Tiffany Haddish is hilarious in the movie. Of course, Regina. I'm always a super fan.
Did it
and
make
Queen
you
Latifah.
Look at Kofi like,
Did it make? I mean, he's fine. Like, at the end of the day, he's fine.
Has he legitimately shot his shot, or that's just some social media stuff? Are y'all really dating on the low and ain't told nobody yet?
No. Dang. I did not know I was about to be blasted in this way. You know, I've seen him around. That's it.
Yeah.
No secret dating whatsoever.
You guys have each other's numbers, though.
Wow, y'all. No.
Is he going to be in the new season of Insecure?
He's not going to be in the new season, but we have a bunch of other great cameos this season.
All right, we have more with Issa Rae when we come back. We got to talk more about the show and getting shut out of the Emmys. All right, all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Issa Rae in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Still can't believe you cheated on Lawrence. And then I read your book and realized you cheat in real
life.
Whoa! Yeah.
I had it passed. You know, there's some elements that are based on...
Who are you, Issa?
I'm me. I mean, I've had, you know, transgressions, as I like to call it. But, you know, you learn. And for me, it was just always a defense mechanism. Just given, like, I didn't want to have feelings for people. I didn't want to. It was like be cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a stupid way to think. But, you know, I still am very honest in my relationships.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who's never cheated in their life.
I've met a couple people who haven't.
Not
are just
that
great.
Many, though. Really? It's not. I think
everybody has, whether you're emotionally cheating, you're physically cheating, like, it's hard to be, like, monogamous, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see. So Jay Ellis is going to be on this new season.
Oh, 100%.
Lawrence?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
so you're going to be going really hard to get him back, or is it like, okay, I got to give him some space?
You got to watch
some people
the first
say
episode.
Space isn't good.
Why isn't space good?
I mean, space is good, but you just got to know space just means I'm going to be out here giving back shots to more young women, okay? Not just the one you saw at the end of the last.
Like, if you guys, you are such a fan. You are such a Hive member.
Yes, I'm Hive.
So hurt. Like, you really wanted to. I've seen you repeatedly say you want to see Issa suffering.
I don't understand. Like,
I want to see you balled up in the fetal position.
Why are you so mad?
First episode, eating ice cream.
and these are the feelings that.
Is that it?
Since high school, though.
So, yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
I think women should suffer when they cheat on a good man.
Did your wife suffer? And were you a good man at the time?
No, I wasn't.
All right, then what are you talking about? It's always one-sided. I feel like there are two sides to every story.
Yeah.
In my real life, of course, I feel like, you know, Lawrence was trying his best, and that was a very cruel thing to happen. But mm-hmm. I'm all about forgiveness. And men cheat all the time,
all
and women
the time.
Take them back all the time.
Because y'all know we're retarded, and we stupid. And
women can be dumb, too.
No, y'all not. Y'all not. Y'all really aren't. That's the problem with women and men. When women cheat, it's something emotional involved. Men just do
that's
it for ego.
I don't think that's true.
That's exactly.
That's an excuse.
I think so. I think that that's a stereotype. I think women
definitely.
Can be completely unemotional about cheating.
Really?
You don't think there's girls out there that just mask because they felt like it and have no feelings for the guy?
Yeah, okay, exactly.
There's
something
wrong with Amber Rose, so they don't really count.
Shut up. What? Shut up.
At least I always felt like Lawrence was slipping a little bit, and maybe that is how your character did manage to hook up with somebody else, because he forgot her, you know, didn't do anything for her birthday. He was kind of on the couch for years. You held him down for so long, and there were certain things that he didn't step up and do when he should have did them, and I kind of felt like it put a little bit of a disconnect for you guys for a period of time.
I think that's part of it, but I think it's mostly on her. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if that were the case, I feel like their communication really, really needed some work. And for me, it was just, I felt like it was more about her decision. I think that once she saw Daniel, and once she had this whole right. revelation that she wasn't doing what she wanted to be doing in life, that she had been passive this
entire
time.
And you
also
moved out, too, for a period of time.
I mean, she just left. She just left the house mm-hmm. and didn't call him back, which was also a very passive thing to do. So I think once she planted the seed, like, I want to change my life, I want to do something different, it didn't matter if Lawrence stepped up his game or not. She had already, once a girl knows that she's going to, you know,
give that boom boom to somebody else.
But she might not have thought that at all if he had been all along doing what, you know, working, doing good.
Maybe. I don't agree with that, though, because you made the choice to stay with him.
She made the choice to stay with him, you know, at the time. And because they had both recommitted to each other. In episode mm-hmm. three, they decide, like, we're going to recommit to each other. But she had already opened that door with Daniel. And once he came back, it was hard to say no.
I'd be having to forget that that's a character you play, because I'd be so mad at you sometimes. I'd be like,
dude,
look at these little
my mentions. When Yvonne came on the show, I was livid. First of all, I woke up from a text from her, and she was like, girl, just so you know, I want to. It's not my fault, but don't check your phone today. And I was like, what? What happened? And then it was just all fucking day. Cheater. Yo, cheating hoe ass. Hashtag cheater. I don't watch the show, but you a cheater, bitch. Like, what? Where did you come from? So thank you for showing me your power. That was great.
I just be forgetting that's just the character you play. Are you really writing this movie with Rihanna and Lupita, directed by Ava? Or that just some Twitter stuff too?
Twitter is so powerful. I mean, they're great to even just have my name in the running for that. But every time I'm asked that question, I defer to Ava.
Like, whatever she says is what
whatever she says is what the word is.
So if Ava says it's happening, it's happening.
If Ava says it's happening, it's happening. If she says it's not and it's unconfirmed, which I believe she has said, then it's not. And she has also said that, you know, we're on a text chain. So I guess I can say that, too.
Oh, y'all got a group text? So is you, Ava, Rihanna, and Lupita?
That's what Ava said.
Oh, okay. So,
what's the name of the group? They had funny names for their group chats.
You almost got me. You almost got me.
Now, do you feel a way about getting shut out of the Emmys?
Do I feel the way? I mean, it would have been amazing. It would have been, like, a good look for season two, but it just makes me want to work harder.
Kind of weird, though, because you got nominated for Golden Globes and all that.
They don't, I mean, they overlap sometimes, mm-hmm. but I feel like, you know, I think Emmys and Oscars overlap with the Golden Globes a little bit, but there's something that just don't make it. But mm-hmm. I'm proud of the work that we're
People
doing.
People were so like, mad.
I felt the love. I really felt the love that day, which was incredible. But I'm like, these things go how they go, and I feel like all we can do is just keep on proving ourselves. And there's so many shows that I love that have not been nominated for Emmys. So
I'm about to say Ebony's. We do need
that's what's all. We need some Ebony's. Get Ebony's to get on that. But
I had an Emmy, but I got an Ebony.
Yep.
Did you feel like it was a black thing?
No, not okay. No, because there's so many amazing black shows that have been nominating black people. So, I mean, I think it's just a visibility thing. I think it's a, you know, the Television Academy is limited, and there's just so much good stuff out there right now that you just got to really be at the cream of the crop to stand out. So we'll do our best. We'll see what happens next year.
All right, we got more with Issa Rae. When we come back, we got to talk about Idris Elba. Is that her man crush? Also, her seeing Angela Yee in a strip club. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Juvenile with Slow Motion. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Issa Rae still in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, if you are dating somebody, do they get mad when you tweet out pictures of Idris Elba? And you'd be like, oh.
Wait, hold on. Now, he's in a relationship. She said she's been.
You guys, I've said nothing.
She
I've
definitely
said
did
nothing.
Not say that. But, okay, well, Kofi.
Are you in a relationship?
So her and Kofi are together. Now, does he get upset when you tweet out pictures of Idris Elba and be like, oh?
Nobody gets upset about anything that I do because, you know, hacked. What I do is just, I was hacked. I did not tweet that. No, I mean, I stand by what I said. If you find someone attractive, like, I say it, and it's fact.
But men are insecure, no pun intended.
Men are very insecure, but I tend to deal with, you know, men who tend to be confident.
Would you be upset if your man posted a Woman Crush Wednesday of someone else?
Yes, I will fuck him up. No, I don't mind. Actually, I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
That's a lot. Woman Crush Wednesday, that's like shooting your shot for real.
Is it? It's just kind of posting someone that you admire. I also... I'm very, like, I'm literally just saying this person is attractive. I'm not trying to shoot my shot. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but you have a reputation as a cheater.
My character has a reputation as a cheater.
In your book, he was
Issa Rae is a cheater. Even in her book, she talks about it. Like,
that book is old.
It was old. it was in past. It was a very specific time period.
Yes, it was.
You know,
he wants people to get in your mentions again.
I know. Please stay out my mentions. Don't. I'm not a cheater. So please.
Well, I'm super excited for Insecure to come back. I love that the not trying to have to act like you're perfect and have everything together, that you have brought that really to the forefront. Because I feel like a lot of times for black women, we have to try to give off this image of, okay, I got everything together. We're holding it down.
You far from perfect. You just bringing it to the forefront.
Nobody
trusts her words. I was really feeling it.
Nobody's perfect. And it's okay to be awkward because I have all kinds of awkward situations and awkward moments. That's my whole life. So it is nice to feel like you can relate to somebody else that is successful and awkward.
And
thank
Regina's
you.
Awkward too.
Regina's mad.
That's what we're saying about Regina's awkward.
She is. That's why I was drawn to her. I've been, you know, having a chance to work with her for a couple of years now, and she's just one of the most down to earth. Hilarious.
She's very old.
She said she walked on the plane and saw you, and she said, "What's up, bitch?"
She did. And I didn't hear her. I had my headphones in. And then she had to repeat it. I was like, "Oh, hey, girl, good to see you." She
you never
like,
want to say, "What's up, bitch?" Like, one time. The same effect.
My goodness.
It did not have the same effect. But I thank you for saying that. Thank you for, like, always supporting the show, you guys. It's been so, so amazing. I meant to tell you last time I was here, and I was too shy to tell you, but I saw you at a strip club, and I was so impressed because you were like, you were dropping them ones.
Was I at a strip club?
No, she was
not working. Was I at the strip club? Yeah, it was my first Los Angeles strip club because I've been not first female strip club. It was in the Miami. Flies was there that night.
Rico Love.
I don't know.
Were we at the office or were we at Tootsie's?
I don't know
she
what it was called.
Time to every
I don't
was
know.
Like
I forgot what it was called.
Was it
was definitely not bougie.
Okay,
it
smelled.
Who was you in there cheating on?
I went there. Oh, someone else brought me there. I was just with a group of girls because it was somebody's birthday and she wanted to go to the strip club.
Were you throwing ones?
I was throwing 20s because I was an idiot.
What?
I was an idiot because I didn't have. I was very much. No, and then I was picking them back 20s? Up and then throwing it again because I was like, she didn't even see it. Let me just make sure she sees it because this is $20.
And Issa, trust me, they seen it.
Did they? So they knew. And then I was going back to the ATM. I was just very impressed. I probably spent like $500 that night. It wasn't.
Wow. Why didn't you get changed? That's
and
a
you
good
know what?
If you get
That's
it
a
once.
Great question. I don't know why. I think I was also very drunk, and it was like it was too much of a line to get change. Mm-hmm. And I was also
on line. You don't wait on line to get change.
I did it wrong.
I'd have gave you a stack of ones to throw. You know,
you were busy.
So was
Plies, but it was just very. It was impressive.
Yeah, we had a lot of money.
Hey, Saran, ladies and gentlemen. I got one more question. Do you think cheating is ever justifiable?
No, I don't think so. I think you just have to communicate with your partner at all costs. I think, like, it's unfair to not tell your partner, like, hey, I'm about to be on the streets or I want to end this relationship with you. So, no, it's never justifiable.
This is Issa talking, not Issa the character on Insecure.
I heard that if you cheat and the person doesn't find out, you shouldn't tell them.
I mean,
If they're not, because some people do it to like ease
I've heard
their
that
conscience,
too.
And they say that all it does, yeah, they say it's selfish. They say if you cheated and you're not going to get caught, don't tell because all it does is make the other person feel terrible and ease your own guilt. That's what
I mean. I always ask if people want to know, like, you know, like do men? I feel like men don't want to know for the most part. They just want to exist and know that this relationship is perfect and move on.
So, I don't want to know.
Do you want to know?
It's not. Do I want to know? I always want to know. I want to know everything. Like,
really?
I feel like I'm turned on by honesty. I love knowing everything that, you know, is happening up front. Your thoughts, your feelings, what you don't like about the relationship. Like, that's, I like that. I thrive off of communication.
Isn't that too much?
You hear that, like, Mystery Bae? All you got to do if you get caught cheating, just tell the truth.
Tell her the truth.
All right, Mystery
Bae? Girl, I cheated. She was
let her
so
know.
Good.
Just let Issa know. It's all good.
They was so wet.
All right. Not all that.
Season 2 open with the Best Buy shirt hanging?
No, because it closed with the Best Buy shirt, Shawnamaine. Can you, like, we're moving on from this. Jeez.
I just need you to be crying for the first episode. That's all I want.
He wants you outside on the couch crying.
Right. I mean, I get it. You just watch the first episode and you'll see what happens.
Can't wait. What is it, July
23rd.
Oh, this is a good weekend.
Come on, girl.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a Black Woman Strong weekend, so I'm hyped.
All right.
Issa Rae, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
it's the
guys.
Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, R. Kelly is denying all of these allegations that he's housing a cult of women. Now, we told you earlier, one of the parents of the girls that is actually, quote unquote, being held in this cult has done a press conference saying they just want to see their daughter. They haven't seen her in over a year now. And that actually prompted the young lady to post a video. She did an interview with TMZ. Her name is Joycelyn, and here is what she had to say.
And I just mainly want to say that I'm in a happy place with my life, and I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that. You know, it just came to a point where it definitely has gotten out of hand. So, you know, I just want everybody to know, my parents and everybody in the world, that I am totally fine. I'm happy where I'm at, and everything is okay with me. Never been feeling hostage or anything like that in that nature.
Now, three women who are in R. Kelly's quote-unquote inner circle actually spoke out, too, and they spoke with BuzzFeed, and they gave a lot of different stories about what was going on in the house and how he had different places where he would house the women. They said that the women were not allowed to wear anything revealing. They had to wear jogging suits, and if men came around, they had to stand and face the corner. They also were not allowed to talk to men or laugh at jokes by men or anything like that, or they would be punished. One of them said that she laughed at the, or she was quote-unquote too friendly with the cashier at Subway, and R. Kelly took her outside and smacked her against a tree. All kinds of things. So you should read the entire article. But you can tell, even though Joycelyn, who's 21 years old, is saying that she's there on her own free will, it sounds a little sketchy when TMZ questions her some more. Check it out.
Are you currently in Georgia, or where are you?
I'm not. I wouldn't want to speak on that.
Are you with other roommates? Are you free to go from where you are?
No, I want to speak on that as well.
Kelly is on video peeing on a 14-year-old little girl. He married Aaliyah when she was 15 and when he was 28. He calls himself the Pied Piper, but a Pied Piper is a guy who came into a town and led all the children away, never to be seen again. This guy's been flaunting his predatory behavior and lifestyle in the face of the world for years. And for whatever reason, people still keep giving this guy country. I don't get it.
Still selling
whatever
his
R.
shows.
Kelly, yeah, whatever R. Kelly got, he needs to give to Bill Cosby.
Now, rep for R. Kelly has said that this is not true and that he's actually appalled by these allegations and that they are going to fight them. They are denying these allegations. The rep said Mr. Robert Kelly is both alarmed and disturbed by the recent revelations attributed to him. Mr. Kelly unequivocally denies such accusations and will work diligently and forcibly to pursue his accusers and clear his name.
How old is R. Kelly?
50. I am alarmed and disturbed that the court of public opinion has not tried and executed R. Kelly already. I don't see how he continues to thrive in this culture. Y'all destroyed Bill Cosby. Nate Parker got destroyed for a sexual assault from 17 years ago that he was found not guilty of, but y'all still out here stepping in the name of damn love. I just don't understand it.
All right, now Mariah Carey is doing a scripted drama about her rise to fame. It's going to be a fictionalized show. It's going to follow a biracial 16-year-old girl who is about to be the best-selling female musician in history. She'll be executive producing that show on Starz along with Brett Ratner. So congratulations to Mariah. And congratulations to Jessica Alba. She is pregnant with her third child. She's been married since 2008 to Cash Warren, and she posted on Instagram, at Cash Warren and I are officially going to be outnumbered. Baby on board. Here we go again. Hashtag blessed.
Congrats.
So congrats to them. Now, there's a new show coming to E!, and it's called Married to Hip Hop. It's actually supposed to rival VH1's Love and Hip Hop franchise.
Married to Hip Hop?
Yes.
Okay.
This was reported exclusively on The Shade Room. Mm-hmm. And some of the women on the show include Nelly's girlfriend, Chantel Jackson. Neo's wife will be on there, Crystal Smith. Miguel's girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, Nazanin Mandy, is on the show. Tang's fiance, Zena Foster, Kid Ink's woman, Asia Collins, and Lola Monroe, who's married to King Los, will be joining the show as well.
Seems like a positive show. Doesn't seem like much fighting is going on. Seems like something good for the culture, huh?
Yeah, right. They're going to start off, and everybody going to be married, and then the next, by the third season, they're going to have a bunch of girls on there that ain't married to nobody, just dating people. This is like Love and Hip Hop. Ain't no love in Love and Hip Hop.
I think only one of them is married. But they are all in long-term relationships. It's not like they just, all of those women we just named have been together.
Yeah, I don't
years.
See Nelly's girl fighting.
What network is it?
Or, she, or Tank's girl fighting.
Yeah, I think this actually sounds like it could
might
be
some positivity out there.
Y'all don't want to see that. Y'all always act like y'all want to support
I
positivity.
It ain't
but the truth
well.
To the matter is,
I hope it does.
Y'all
I'm
like seeing
it.
People get bust upside the head with high heels. Y'all like seeing food fights.
Nah.
Y'all don't want no
I'm
positivity.
I'm
why y'all act like y'all
it's
want positivity on reality TV?
No.
That's not true. You
Stop
guys
it.
Watch T.I. and Tiny show.
That's right.
That was a very positive show.
Yeah,
people watch
part.
Reverend Run show. That was a positive
that
show.
That was a decade ago, and that's 2 out of 50.
Lala had her show.
3 out of 50.
But I'm just saying, let's not act like everything.
Yeah, that's positive. I'll watch it.
It's not positive.
Love and hip hop. Basketball wise, what's popping? What's really popping in these streets? Real Housewives
well,
of Atlanta.
Jennifer and Evelyn made up.
What's real? What's really popping out here in these streets?
We gotta just put some positivity out there.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh man, I need Michael Vick to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Oh man. All right. We'll get to Michael Vick when we come back.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey today for Tuesday, July 18th, goes to former NFL quarterback Michael Vick. Now, Michael Vick was on Fox Sports 1 Speak for Yourself yesterday, and the conversation turned to Colin Kaepernick, and Michael Vick was asked his thoughts on Cap. And the question was, does Colin Kaepernick need to speak out on his desire to play in the NFL? And Michael Vick said this.
First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, just try to be presentable. I mean, look, so all the social media stuff that he's doing, look, we get it. We understand it. It's time for, you know, Colin to step up in a different way. And the reason he's not playing it has nothing to do with the national anthem. I think it's more solely on his play. But yeah, I mean, everything takes precedent, image, perception. It's not about selling out. When you're good and you're playing great, then you're going to be wanted. And I don't want to see him to continue to go through this. That's why I say he may need a life coach, somebody to be there on call to help him, you know, not have to go through these situations that's going to be detrimental to his career.
Yes, kids, that noise you heard in the background was someone stirring the teacup from Get Out, okay? Our brother Michael Vick is in the sunken place. I think we can get him out, though. Hopefully he's listening. Now, kids, gather around while your Uncle Charlotte tells you a story. Now, when I was a young savage, the first charge I ever got was assault and battery with intent to kill. I told the story in my book, the New York Times bestseller, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. I was in the backseat of a car with my homie, and he shot at someone. We went to jail. Now, my pops bailed me out, but I doubled down on the savagery when I got out and started selling dope. Eventually got arrested for selling to an undercover. You have heard all these stories before if you've been listening to me for a while. If you're new to Charlamagne, go buy my book. Now, I'm telling you all of this because I want to paint a picture of the criminal I used to be. I had a afro, cornrows, didn't know if I wanted to be Snoop, Method Man, Red Man, would have my hair braided all crazy like ODB. I was a savage, period. And my lawyer at the time told me verbatim, you have to cut your hair. You have to go get a job. When you come to court, you have to wear a suit, okay, or a button-up. Don't come in here in no T-shirt and jeans and all-white Air Force Ones. You have to look presentable in front of the judge. So Michael Vick's advice is actually great for actual criminals who are going to be facing the judge for their various charges in the future. But here's the thing. Contrary to popular belief, Colin Kaepernick is not a criminal. He's committed no crime. I know he's being villainized. I know he's being demonized. But Colin Kaepernick has not committed a crime. Michael Vick has given Colin advice that a lawyer would give a criminal facing a court date. And Michael Vick is giving advice that he was given because Michael Vick committed an actual crime. Okay? Remember the whole dog fighting ring thing? Michael Vick went to jail for 21 months. Michael Vick is a convicted felon. Of course he would have to change his image. You and Colin Kaepernick are not the same, Michael Vick, at all. Once again, the question I always ask, why is Colin Kaepernick being punished for doing the right thing, okay? Michael Vick talking about Cap needs to look presentable and talks about his perception. Michael, Colin Kaepernick's image is better than yours. Colin Kaepernick never been accused of giving a woman herpes like you. Ron Mexico. Google the name Ron Mexico, kids.
Ron right? Mexico.
Read up on people's history, because I think people just be forgetting, okay? And he's not known in a lot of circles, Colin Kaepernick I'm speaking of. He's not known in a lot of circles as a dog killer. like you, Michael Vick. That's what you just are to a lot of people. Colin Kaepernick got an airplane to deliver food and water to Somalia. Colin Kaepernick has donated $700,000 to 24 different organizations. He's donated to American Friends Service Committee, Grassroots Leadership, Helping Oppressed Mothers Endure. Colin gave $50,000 to Meals on Wheels. Okay? Colin's Know Your Rights camp is popping. Then it's a free campaign for youth, fully funded by Colin Kaepernick, to raise awareness on higher education, self-empowerment, and instruction to properly interact with law enforcement in various scenarios. The moral of the story is, Colin Kaepernick's image is actually stellar. The man is out here doing God's work, being a public servant. You telling him to clean up his image, but what's dirty about it? Michael Vick telling him he needs to cut his hair, change his image, like he's facing charges, like he committed a crime. And I can't stand people getting on these platforms. Let me rephrase. I can't stand black people getting on these platforms and not speaking truth to power. Michael, you really said that Colin isn't in the league because of his performance the past two seasons? Play that clip of Michael Vick talking that nonsense.
Colin didn't have the best 2 years, you know, his last two seasons. I mean, it wasn't as productive as what we've seen him do.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. He's right that it's not as productive as we've seen him do. But Michael, past 2 years, 21 games played, Colin Kaepernick has a 59% completion percentage, 22 TDs, 9 interceptions, 84 quarterback rating. That's better than Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith, and Blaine Gabbert, just to name a few. But even though he has better numbers than those guys, those three guys all have been signed in this offseason. But Colin Kaepernick hasn't. You know why? Because he kneeled for the national anthem and made a stand against the injustices that people of color face at the hands of the police. Period. That's it. Nothing more to see here, folks. Okay? Michael Vick, that space you're in right now is called the sunken place. And it's where a lot of black people go to die. Mentally. Okay? Maybe you're trying to get a job with Fox Sports 1, so you decided to go up there and shuck and jive on behalf of your master to make it happen. But you need to be ashamed of yourself for speaking down on a brother who, by all intents and purposes, has done everything right. Please give Michael Vick the biggest hee-haw. And to Colin Kaepernick, sometimes it is better to so-called lose and do the right thing than to so-called win and do the wrong thing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, let's talk about this some more.
Yes, let's do.
Now,
let me play White Devil's Advocate for a second. Okay.
Is that with the mask or with the mask off?
I'm keeping the mask on.
Okay.
I'm playing White Devil's Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Does Colin Kaepernick's image have anything to do with the reason he's not signed to the NFL right now?
All right.
Or is Michael Vick just full of...
Okay. Well, let's open up the phone lines. No, you cannot say that word. 800-585-1051. We're asking Colin Kaepernick with the afro, and I guess that's all he was talking about, just the afro.
Yeah,
the way that he looks. Is that the reason why he's not playing in the league right now?
Stop it.
That's what we're asking.
Stop it.
800-585-1051.
I'm just playing White Devil's Advocate.
Do you think if he cut the fro off... more clean cut, stands up during the national anthem, and
which he already said he would do this season. By the way, he said he wasn't gonna be kneeling this season. By the way,
all right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. What do you think? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just missed it, or if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to Michael Vick. Because of what?
Yes, I gave Michael Vick Donkey of the Day. Let's play some of the comments. Play some of them.
First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, just try to be presentable. I mean, look, so all the social media stuff that he's doing, look, we get it. We understand it. It's time for, you know, Colin to step up in a different way. And the reason he's not playing, it has nothing to do with the national anthem. I think it's more solely on his play.
Michael Vick is absolutely in the sunken place. You know, the thing that bothers me the most about these comments is Michael Vick is giving advice based on someone who is facing... that advice would be good for someone who is facing criminal charges. If Colin Kaepernick had actually committed a crime, yes, cut your hair, put on a suit, you know, change your perception, change your image. That's what any lawyer will tell you that when you get some type of, like, violent charge or you even get a drug charge or something. You can't come to court with your hair all out looking like you just came off the block. You got to change your image. You got to change your perception. But guess what? Colin Kaepernick did not commit a crime.
Right, I agree with you. I think how he looks has nothing to do with the way he plays. It just reminds me of when Iverson first got in the league, And Iverson had the cornrows, and they wanted him to cut his cornrows, and they wanted him to wear suits, and wanted him to, he said, no, I'm going to be me. I can ball, and my skill level has nothing to do with the way I look.
And Allen Iverson wasn't doing anything wrong
nothing,
either.
Nothing wrong.
That's my biggest issue. Somebody gave Michael Vick that advice in his life.
Right.
Michael Vick needed it. You know why? Because Michael Vick committed a crime. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick went to jail for 21 months, came home a convicted felon. He had to change his image, his perception. Colin Kaepernick is not a criminal and has not committed a crime.
Not at all. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing? Now, we're asking about Colin Kaepernick and the way that he looks. Now, do you think that's the reason why he's not playing in the league?
I think that is hilarious. First of all, I think that the reason why he's not playing in the league is because he disrespected America and the flag. He disrespected every man and woman, black, white, yellow, whatever, who died for this country. And the more than 80-90% of the players in the NFL are black. But now, since he's black, he's not playing? Come on, what is it?
Like, can I ask you a question, Cindy? What do you think?
Yes.
What do you think about the killing of unarmed black and brown people at the hands of police?
Oh, so now we're going to the police. We're not going to stick to the topic.
No, I'm just asking the question because that's what
Colin Kaepernick was just trying to bring attention to some of the injustices that have been going on. And I don't think he was trying to disrespect the country, but trying to say we need to do better and let's bring attention
Colin Kaepernick was exercising his right to peacefully protest. And he was protesting the injustices that were happening to unarmed black and brown people at the hands of police.
You can twist it any way you want.
I don't agree with that. I think it's ridiculous. And I think that the black men who were respected America actually stood up and had their hand over their heart.
Can I ask you a question?
Do I agree with the shootings of the black and the white people and the Mexicans that the police department do? No.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for? Like, why do you think he was kneeling?
I think he was kneeling for attention. I think that people, he kneels for attention. The marches are for attention. People do things out of attention.
You can say the attention stuff, but wouldn't it be over right now when they took his career away and damn near took his life away and
what
he's
do
still
you not have donated
going hard for all the things that he's so going
all that
hard
for?
Y'all trying to convince this mayonnaise girl? Hey, where you calling from?
Ohio, actually.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you for calling. Don't call a mayonnaise girl. She still has an opinion.
What
there.
Are you talking? I just said
this is a good example.
She still has an opinion, man.
This is a good example of how people really feel, just so you can see what people are saying out there.
Madam Mayonnaise. God bless Madam Mayonnaise out there, man. God bless us.
Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Anthony. Now, we're talking Colin Kaepernick, and we're asking, do you believe if he cut his hair that he'd be able to play in the league? Do you think his appearance has anything to do with him not playing in the league?
Absolutely. Not half the brothers in the NFL are country. They have cornrows, dreads, wild hairstyles. It was going against the norm that scared people. It has nothing to do with the Afro. Absolutely not. And before I go, I want to say one thing. Charlamagne is a real guy. Got off the plane in Mexico a couple weeks ago. He came up to me and my wife, had a conversation with me. I thanked him for the book, and he rode JetBlue like a regular dude.
Hey, I'm a Mosaic member, baby.
All right, JetBlue.
You hear me?
All right.
Me and my whole family Mosaic members, okay?
That means y'all riding the front.
Yeah, but I love JetBlue.
Okay. All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking to Colin. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick. Michael Vick basically said that he's not playing in the league because of the way he looks. Do you agree? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Michael Vick Donkey of the Day for what?
Because of these comments that came from the sunken place. Let's hear him. He was on Fox Sports 1. Speak for yourself.
First thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, just try to be presentable. I mean, look, so all the social media stuff that he's doing, look, we get it. We understand it. It's time for, you know, Colin to step up in a different way. And the reason he's not playing, it has nothing to do with the national anthem. I think it's more solely on his play.
This is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's wrong because Michael Vick is giving Colin Kaepernick the advice you would give someone who has committed a crime. I'm sure Michael Vick has gotten that advice in his day, but that's because Michael Vick actually committed a crime. Michael Vick went to jail for 21 months, so he had to change his image before he went in, and he had to change his image when he came out. Contrary to popular belief, Colin Kaepernick has not committed a crime. Period. And I don't know why he's being treated like he has.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you agree with Michael Vick? Do you think if Colin Kaepernick cuts his hair, changes his look, that he can possibly play in the league again? Hello, who's this?
Rayshon.
Hey, Rayshon. What's up, bro?
That's your name.
Yeah, that is my name. Now, what do you think about
my name is Rayshon, not Rushon.
Oh, all right. Excuse me. Now, what do you think about Colin Kaepernick and cutting his hair? Do you think his look is the reason why he's not playing in the league?
Okay, let me tell you something. What you have to understand is with Colin Kaepernick being black, he's already unpresentable in America to certain people. You know what I mean? So it does not matter if he cut his hair, cover up his tattoos. The fact that he has that black skin, they are automatically going to look at him how they're going to look at him. You understand what I mean? So for Mike Vick to even say something like that, that sounds like a brother that is stuck. You see what I'm saying?
In
like
the sunken place.
Sunken place, exactly. See what I'm saying? Because what did he get popped for? Dog fighting? See, that's a hood sport. You know what I'm saying? And we all know
it's good.
You know what I'm saying? They you know what I'm saying? They don't know how to think outside of the surface. They only know what's in front of them.
And that's why I told Michael Vick during Donkey of the Day. It's like, yo, brother, Colin Kaepernick got a better image than you. You're known as a dog killer.
Exactly. When you think of Colin Kaepernick and Mike Vick, I only know two criminals. And see, when you tell someone to clean up their image and clean up their act, you say that to a criminal.
Yes.
You are absolutely correct. And see, that's what I mean. That's that mentality that Mike Vick has, and that's on the hood. And it's sad.
All right.
It's sad.
All right, thank
All right,
you, bro.
My brother.
Hello, who's this?
This LOC.
LOC, we're talking Mike Vick and the comments that he said about Colin Kaepernick getting in the league. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree at all. I feel like Mike Vick, like Charlamagne said, you know, he putting on right now trying to get a job. And I feel like Kaep is a stand-up guy. I mean, all the stuff that he putting out there, he only fighting for the right causes and all that. The only problem I had was, you know, him admitting that he don't vote because, you know, that's our biggest tool for change. And, you know, for you to say that, that just gave them a lot of ammo to go against a black guy who's not standing up for the national anthem, who has a bush. So, you know, I think that was a bad decision.
Why are you making him sound like Amber Rose?
Afro, bro. But thank you. We get what you're saying. My goodness. What's the moral of the story, guys?
Listen, the moral of the story is sometimes it is better to so-called lose and do the right thing than to so-called win and do the wrong thing. Salute to Colin Kaepernick, man. That brother is out here doing God's work. And I keep telling y'all, just Google Colin Kaepernick charity. The man promised to give $1 million to different organizations. So far, he's given 700,000 of that million up to 24 different organizations. The man gave $50,000 to Meals on Wheels. The man was freaking, he gave, just go look it up, man.
It's freaking,
Colin Kaepernick's image is stellar. The man is out here doing God's work. He's being a public servant. I salute that, brother.
All right, now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, since we're talking about charity, let's talk about what Kevin Hart just did recently. Also, congratulations to Killer Mike. We'll tell you what he just got in Atlanta.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Be humble. Be humble. Sit down. Stand up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
And I don't remember my words in that.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Do you still have that Captain... what does the C stand for?
I think this is High U Clothing. Salute to my guys at High U Clothing. They made this ski mask. I'm wearing the ski mask right now. Okay. The ski mask is...
red, white, and blue.
Minstrel blood red.
Okay.
Crackle white and Smurf blue.
Okay. All right. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Love & Hip Hop LA.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is coming back on July 24th, next week on VH1. And it looks like there's going to be a lot going on.
Oh, this looks good.
Safari's going to be on there working with Chanel West Coast on some music.
Mm-hmm. Y'all still watch that?
Now, Monique Slaughter, it hasn't started yet.
Mm.
Monique Slaughter is dating a woman now, as you can see on there. And Fetty Wap's ex, Alexis Sky, and Masika, who he has a child with, are going to be fighting and arguing, of course. And that's been going on social media and everything. Brooke Valentine is going to be on there with her, I guess, fiancé. We don't
Brooke
know what's going to happen with that.
We haven't seen Brooke Valentine in a long time.
Remember that old record, Girl Fight? That's
it's
what
about
it was called?
To be a-
I just remember that when I used to do radio in Charleston, South Carolina, that song used to play all the time.
Yeah, I was working at Virgin Records. I worked with that record.
All right, now Keisha Cole and Daniel Booby Gibson have also joined the cast. And I didn't know this, but they still live together. Here's what happened in the preview.
Keisha Cole, I'm back and I'm better than ever.
and I have a new album, new label. Some good things come to an end so that you can start a new fresh. You know, we got to hit the reset.
He lives with me.
Who lives with you?
Gib.
Do you want to be married?
I do need to just have this talk.
Yeah, so they are still co-parenting and living together as well. Now, Tierra Marie is going to have to go to rehab, and she's been struggling. And she's also dating Cisco, if you remember Cisco.
Bone Song Cisco?
No, Cisco. Who? From Love & Hip Hop, the one that used to work with Uncle Murda.
Oh, the one in the Creep Squad.
Yeah, he was part of the Creep Squad. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. He's in L.A. now?
Yeah, he's on this, I guess, being on the show.
Okay.
So here is what happens with Tierra Marie.
So she does have a drinking problem. Is that what y'all saying?
Let's be specific. She's an alcoholic. This is a disease, and a detox center doesn't help. You are now a trigger. All he wants to do is separate people who do love you.
Your friends are not your friends, Tierra.
I don't have no friends. My name's Christina. Your friends asked me to help with your drinking. Get up the f*** out my face. This is bull.
Is that why she gained all that weight?
So they tried to do an intervention for her.
It's kind of hard for Tierra Marie, man. You got to think, you know, when Jay-Z first relaunched his label with Def Jam, it was Rihanna and Tierra Marie. They both got a shot. One went on to massive success. The other one just went on to be massive, mass-wise. So it's just
like... Oh, nice to Tierra. I like
that. Like, that happens. That happens
sometimes.
That's
not nice. But she's going through a lot. So hopefully we see her, because it is a difficult journey for her.
Poor Tierra Marie.
To be on TV and have to show that to the world.
Yeah. Show what to the world?
The weight. She's talking about gaining weight.
She chose to be
on
camera.
And I'm also talking about her alcohol problems. Oh. Not just her weight. And all right. Anyway, Kevin Hart just recently gave a homeless woman $400. He was spreading some positivity. Here's what happened.
Here we go.
I'm going to help you out, okay? I want you to do something good with the money, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like $400.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here. You made a promise, okay? You made a promise to do what?
Do something good with the money.
All right. That's $400. Go do something good with it, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And if I love you back, sweetie. It's weird when it happens and how it happens, but at the most inopportune times, something will happen that touches your heart. And that woman honestly touched my heart.
That's dope.
Did she check to see if the bills were real?
I'm sure they were real.
I'm just making sure. I know they're probably real because they're from Kev. Just making sure.
I'm sure they're
real. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kevin Hart, damn it. Great guy.
It's a nice feel-good story. And another one is Killer Mike. He got his own day in Atlanta.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Killer Kev.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yesterday, Monday, July 17th, is Killer Mike Day. Now, here is Killer Mike.
And I challenge you today to create a permit that allows teenagers to sell water. For the next 50 years in Atlanta, challenging these young people to go with an entrepreneurial spirit. City Council members, I challenge you to make sure that this city is not polarized by race and or class. I challenge you to make sure that Beltline has affordable housing.
Killer Mike is one of my top 7 favorite MCs of all time and one of my favorite people of all time, man.
So congratulations to Killer Mike.
Shout out to Killer Mike.
Rest in peace to his mom, too, man.
All right, now let's talk about a new season of MTV Scream. Tyga and CJ Wallace are set to star in that new season. CJ Wallace is Biggie's son.
They bringing back Scream?
Yeah, they're going to be series regulars on Scream. It's going to air as a 3-night event in March next year. So last season was produced in New Orleans. This season we'll be heading to Atlanta. There's going to be an entirely new cast and everything. So congratulations to them.
Horror movies just not scary no more, man. You know when horror movies are scary?
No,
when they're based off real life situations.
The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2.
I don't do scary movies. So.
I love scary movies. Listen, every flight that I've been taking recently, I always watch all the scary movies when they have like the movies you could watch on the plane, because that's the only time I really watch movies. But even when I'm at home, I always try to watch horror movies all the time. I love horror movies.
I'll watch them if I'm at home, but I don't pay nobody to scare me.
You know what's scary
to me? I think
The
Conjuring was like past few years, The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2 were like the scariest. You got to see it. You never saw The Conjuring?
I don't think so.
I'm telling you, that's a scary movie right there.
I live in the woods. That's scary. My wife just called me and said there's a snake in my garage.
That's
scary.
Saying. Real life is way more scary.
I ain't going in the garage now.
You ever watch Freddy's? If you watch Nightmare on Elm Street now, that's a comedy.
It's funny.
It's a comedy.
It's funny.
Friday the 13th, comedies, man.
Oh, Don't Breathe. That was a scary movie too, if you ever saw that.
You know, I'm going to tell you the last 2 horror movies I saw in probably the past 10 years.
What?
Precious.
Precious is not a scary movie.
You crazy. That's an African-American horror movie. And For Colored Girls. That was an African-American horror movie.
Anyway.
Those are not scary movies.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report. If anybody has any suggestions for horror movies that are good for us to see, please hit me up, too, because I'm trying to find some more. I hate when I start watching one and it's not that scary.
Is there a snake trap? Like, you could trap snakes? Is there anything way to like, you know, if you have a mouse,
what are you talking about?
A mouse trap? Because I got a snake in my garage, and I need a trap, because I'm not going in that garage.
Just go and grab him by the neck.
No.
What kind of snake?
Do you think I asked it?
What kind of snake are you?
I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, okay? I can eyeball me a diamondback rattlesnake.
This, all you got to do is get a basket.
Copperhead rattlesnake.
Nah. And grab him by the neck and throw him in the basket.
Might be a little bitch-ass green grass snake. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what you got in your garage.
Sure, it's not a lizard?
You shipped to death.
Nah, I don't know what
over
it is.
A little grass snake.
We ain't had snakes in Queens. Or those type of snakes. Anyway, we about to do this announcement. Yeah. All right, let's do this announcement.
What announcement? Now, I work here, damn it. Well, I don't know about this.
Well, just listen and let's get into the announcement. Let's go!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.